It's Friday, April 17th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Chinese officials detained 6 leaders of the heavily persecuted Early Rain Covenant Church on April 12th, as the church tried to have an online worship service to celebrate the resurrection of Christ. Some church members had their electricity cut off, and others received phone calls that the police were coming to visit them. Thankfully, the 6 leaders have since been released. Third world countries are some of the most affected by the coronavirus, and this includes the country of Myanmar, formerly known as Burma. The Worldview spoke to Pastor Mark Robinette, founder of Mission to Myanmar and author of the new book, Myanmar Gold, about how their hospitals would be the worst place for someone to go with the virus.
They already have the kind of healthcare over there where they have a saying, you know, if you want to die, go to the hospital. So that's like a common everyday saying in Myanmar. So that's the kind of hospitals they have. I've been there. Actually, in the book, you hear a little description about me visiting the hospital when Pastor Nang's wife has a baby. Literally, there's blood all over the floor. It's sticking to my shoes and making noises as I'm walking through. It was utterly revolting. With healthcare like that, then you have a pandemic. Of course, are they going to have a ventilator shortage? They probably don't have any ventilators.
Stay tuned for a more in-depth Worldview special report immediately following the newscast on the church in Myanmar, a special pastor named Neng Tong, and Pastor Robinette's new book on how he found spiritual gold among the Christians in this country. Last Saturday, Queen Elizabeth II released the first ever Easter message of her 68-year reign. While lamenting the difficulties and deaths from the coronavirus pandemic, Queen Elizabeth pointed to the hope and life brought by the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Easter isn't cancelled. Indeed, we need Easter as much as ever. The discovery of the risen Christ on the first Easter day gave his followers new hope and fresh purpose, and we can all take heart from this.
Queen Elizabeth pointed to the hope and life brought by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John 11, verse 25, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. Kentucky lawmakers voted Wednesday to give their Republican State Attorney General Daniel Cameron the power to shut down abortion mills during the coronavirus outbreak as non-essential, since Democratic Governor Andy Beshear would not do it. Also, hundreds of Kentuckians gathered at the state capitol on Wednesday to protest Governor Beshear's health restrictions that are keeping the state's only abortion mill open, but shutting down churches and businesses. Proverbs 17, verse 15 says, He who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the just, both of them alike are an abomination to the Lord. The International Monetary Fund projects the global economy will fall by 3% this year in relation to the coronavirus pandemic, the worst decline since the Great Depression of the 1930s. IMF chief economist Geeta Gopinath said the crisis could cut $9 trillion from the global gross domestic product over the next 2 years. In the U.S., retail sales fell a record 8.7% in March, outpacing the 3.9% decline during the Great Recession of 2008. Auto sales fell 25.6%, clothing store sales fell 50.5%, and restaurant and bar revenue fell 27%. New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo is not giving glory to God for what appears to be a plateauing of new cases in the Empire State. Listen to what Cuomo said on CNN.
Our behavior has stopped the spread of the virus. God did not stop the spread of the virus.
Acts 12, verse 23 warns after the people praised Herod as a god and not a man. Then immediately an angel of the Lord struck him, because he did not give glory to God. Governor Cuomo appears to be playing with fire. President Donald Trump released guidelines on reopening the American economy yesterday, encouraging governors to make their own call on when and how to reopen their states. The non-mandatory guidelines, themed around opening up America again will be data-driven, not date-driven, governor-led, and will address the country state by state. Some states have extended their coronavirus lockdowns through May 15th, but Trump's guidelines would help less affected states start reopening in phases as early as May 1st. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, April 17th, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview Special Report by Emily Munday. I'm Adam McManus. Myanmar Gold, a new book by Pastor Mark Robinette of Foundation Church in Ohio, is a book that follows the conversion, the journey, and the bond created between two brothers in Christ, one from America and the other from Myanmar. The book tells the harrowing adventures of how Pastor Robinette first went to Myanmar. In an interview with The Worldview, Robinette spoke about how God first laid missions on his heart at the age of 8 years old.
I was a little kid. I probably was 8 years old, 7 or 8 years old, and our pastor challenged our church to give a big bunch of money to missions, saying that we would have faith that God would bless us because we were at the time when we needed a building. So we gave all of our building fund to missions. What happens made it impossible for our church ever to have trouble raising money for missions. What happened was a collective gigantic miracle for our entire church that is, it's undeniable that it happened, and what happened is extraordinary. So because of my early days of watching people, you know, watching my family was a part of this, and I went to that church, you know, my whole life, and we continued to work and bless missions, and God continued to bless our church.
Pastor Robinette shared that when he started pastoring his own church, he carried that passion to see God provide mightily for missions into it.
Our church was a poor church for many years, and they were never able to provide for me. I always had to do, you know, cut down trees and do other jobs to support myself in addition to it. And I was glad to do that. And if that's what God was having me do right now, I'd still be doing it. But God blessed our church and it grew, and the church is able to pay me. And honestly, when the church made the decision that we saw that the means were there to begin paying me a regular paycheck, the first thought that came in my mind was, why are we not supporting missions?
Robinette shared that this is when he went on the quest to find those overseas who were in need of support.
I started on a quest to find a mission that I could help that was fruitful, that was reaching out to fatherless children, making converts, training ministry workers. And honestly, I couldn't find one anywhere until a man one day told me, hey, I went somewhere and what I saw was so unbelievable, you would have to see it yourself. I said, well, that's just what I've been praying for, that God would send me to somebody like that. And they sent me there, and I didn't even know where it was. I didn't even know. When someone told me it was Myanmar, I had to look it up to find out where it was.
Pastor Robinette talked about the country of Myanmar and how hostile it is to Christianity.
Myanmar, it was like North Korea. It was cut off and isolated from the world, and to openly convert people to Christianity, well, it's still right now a felony you can go to prison for. But these people were persecuted at the level of being falsely accused, being in prison, being beaten, being killed. When I went there, it was literally illegal to own a video camera in Myanmar. So when I went there, I discovered that they had been so cut off from the world that they were desperate for connectivity in the body of Christ.
Pastor Robinette shared that it's far more than just that these people are poor and need help. He said it's about the fellowship they desperately craved.
It's not so much that they're just poor and they need our help, which, I mean, they are poor and they do need our help. But the reason I actually called the book Myanmar Gold is because I thought I was coming to help them, and I ended up finding out that they have treasures for me.
Philippians 1, verses 3 through 5 expresses what Pastor Robinette said about the way the Myanmar Christians received him. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. To find out more about the spiritual treasures Pastor Robinette and his team found when they went to Myanmar for the first time in 2014 and multiple times over the succeeding years, get his book, Myanmar Gold, by Foundations of Grace Publishing at myanmargold.org, spelled M-Y-A-N-M-A-R. To support with prayer and finances, you can visit their website, missiontomyanmar.com. This has been another Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus.